Oh, WikiLeaks, what would we do without you? Well, the latest addition to our checks and balances here in the 21st century gave us another peek at government surveillance capability, and it is formidable. The first batch of Vault 7, that's a series of documents allegedly describing secret files about software tools used by the CIA to break into smartphones, computers, and even the most sophisticated televisions. Encryption, as a result of these documents, may actually be a myth at this point, and corporations may be much more vulnerable than we have been led to believe. Jake Williams is the founder of Rendition InfoSec, an information security firm based in Augusta, Georgia. Welcome to The Takeaway, Jake.
Hi, how's it going?
So how alarming was it to go through this pretty large, and they're describing it as the largest classified document dump from CIA files?
Right. So I'll tell you, nobody, I think, has been through all of it yet. It's more than 8,000 pages of documents. But I'll say a lot of the stuff that's in there is pretty concerning.
Concerning in the sense that the CIA is just developing capability after capability after capability and not being terribly concerned about our privacy? Or are they targeting particular capabilities and going after individuals and institutions with some sort of strategy in mind, as opposed to just getting better features in their various tools?
I don't think that we can tell which of those two it is from the documents that have been released. But from what we've seen, there are some pretty outstanding work on developing tools to bypass security features. There's a whole set of tools designed to bypass the antivirus that organizations would normally use to keep their information secure.
How much complicity do you think there is, or can you tell if there is, between corporations or makers of digital tools and software developers and the government?
Yeah, so far of the documents that we've reviewed, there's no evidence that there's any complicity there. I think actually after the Snowden leaks and the fallout from that RSA had with the encryption stuff, I really don't think any U.S. company today is going to be complicit in any of that going forward.
So this looks really nasty, this Vault 7 stuff. It's very much a privacy bypassing, a sort of look, put a window on people's living rooms kind of software program.
Yeah, potentially. I will say that I highly doubt that the NSA is targeting me or you or my mom, any of that. But seriously, when it comes down to it, the problem is once these tools get out there and these techniques get out there, it's no longer just the CIA that has them. And,
right.
And people with less regulatory oversight and less moral scruples may reuse some of these tools.
And what evidence is there that these tools are circulating, that they're not actually safe in the files of the CIA?
Well, so WikiLeaks has already said that they have additional data that they haven't dumped yet, and presumably a large portion of this are the actual tools themselves. Already in the files that they've dumped, they detail techniques, and there are even source code snippets that would allow attackers to emulate some of the CIA's tool set.
So that means that in addition to these dumps and descriptions, there's actual libraries of techniques and ways to use actual individual, say, televisions, for instance, as listening devices.
Yeah, so that specific code didn't get leaked yet. The description of what they were doing with the Samsung TVs, for instance, did.
And the Weeping Angel code is something that someone could go in and find in this WikiLeaks dump and target a Samsung smart television.
Well, specifically the Weeping Angel code, I don't believe was the code itself wasn't released. The description of it was. But if you look in the dump, there's a lot of it that WikiLeaks has redacted initially, but said that at a later time when there's a consensus among the WikiLeaks members, they may choose to release.
So this does show some sort of, constraint on the part of WikiLeaks. But, where is this consensus going to come from? We'll know from them whether they want to get rid of the redactions or not.
Yeah, I think that's where we're left. But I don't want to underscore the stuff that's already been released. There's a lot of potentially damaging information in that. Particularly that we're concerned about is attackers being able to use some of those techniques and repurpose them and target American corporations.
And when you look at the list of techniques called Umbridge, these are the kinds of things that foreign users or foreign cyber attackers would take from this dump and use against U.S. corporations. It already seems as though there's plenty of tools out there from the Chinese and the Russians.
Yeah, I agree with that. And in fact, some of the Umbridge stuff was actually designed to, according to the documents, to help basically the CIA blend in and look like other hackers already, whether it was China or Russia or whatever the case was. But again, you know, when we start looking at some of the specific techniques that they used and even some of the specific code that they used, again, this is the kind of thing that helps foreign organizations that have less of a research budget than CIA, kind of levels that playing field a little bit.
Do we think that the CIA has a good handle on what it's trying to accomplish here, or that it's, as the Snowden documents seem to suggest, is an agency kind of out of control in questions of bypassing encryption and making privacy a thing of the past?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question, and I don't know that we can see that from the specific dumps themselves. I know there's a lot of regulatory oversight, with the CIA, and I certainly hope that they're following all of that, especially given some of the tools that are alleged in the documents.
How hard would it be for them to target you and to get everything that your computers have based on what you've looked at so far?
Well, so I'll tell you the same thing that I tell my clients, right? When you're targeted by a nation state, whether it's the CIA, the NSA, or some foreign intelligence service, it really doesn't matter who you are. You're not going to keep them out. It's just a matter of detecting them and responding.
Jake Williams is the founder of Rendition InfoSec, an information security firm based in Augusta, Georgia. Thanks so much, Jake.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.